From the News Center, a news focus.
With mounting scientific evidence that anosmia, or loss of smell, is one of the most specific symptoms of COVID-19 infection, sensory scientists in Penn State's College of Agricultural Sciences have launched a webpage to encourage people to perform a daily smell test in an effort to nip disease spread in the bud. In many COVID-19 cases worldwide, patients have reported an abrupt and unexplained loss of smell and taste, sometimes in the absence of or before other symptoms arrived, like aches, fatigue, and shortness of breath. That according to John Hayes, professor of food science and director of the Penn State Sensory Evaluation Center. He said a growing body of research suggests half to three quarters of people who become infected lose their sense of smell, partially or completely. Checking for sudden smell loss can help to identify otherwise asymptomatic people who can then seek treatment and seek testing. Hayes said that researchers have found certain cells at the top of the nasal cavity harbor proteins that the coronavirus targets. When invading the cells, the local disruption that occurs is different from the loss of smell that occurs with the common cold, which is due to blockage of the nasal passages. To raise awareness of this symptom, Hayes and colleague Alyssa Backey, staff sensory scientist in the Department of Food Science, spearheaded the development of the Stop Smell Be Well webpage, which encourages visitors to make smell checks part of their daily routine. Use your morning coffee, food, flowers, shampoo, deodorant, or other familiar aromas to monitor your ability to smell. Visitors to the webpage can also learn about the science behind how the virus attacks the sense of smell. In addition to the webpage, both are developing peel and sniff cards that will be distributed to the Penn State community in the near future to supplement other COVID-19 testing and surveillance efforts. Hayes contends greater public awareness of this link could assist in identifying pre-symptomatic or otherwise asymptomatic individuals, which could help to contain the spread of the virus. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.